Hi, everyone. Welcome to our podcast on B3's financial results for the third quarter of 2020. I'm Leandra Perez, B3's Communications Associate Director, and I have here with us B3's CFO, Danielle Sonder, and Marcela Beretas, B3's Investor Relations Director. Hi, Sonder. Hi, Marcela. Thank you for being with us. My first question goes to you, Sonder. We saw some changes in the macroeconomic scenario and also a decrease in the social distancing measures brought by the COVID pandemic. Has that affected B3 in any way?
Leandra, thank you. Marcela, hi. And thank you for helping me in this podcast for the third quarter of 2020. So in this quarter, we still have uncertainty regarding what the year of 2020 will look like. And that's obviously related to possible new waves of the COVID-19 pandemic in Brazil and elsewhere. We have seen some volatility in the capital markets due to that. And obviously the Brazilian market has reflected some of those concerns. On the other hand, we began to observe some easing of social distancing measures and a recovery in the economy as it gradually opens up. At B3, we've had a very strong quarter. We are going through an interesting phase, which combines in our markets both enthusiasm and some reasons for concern, as I mentioned. On one hand, we have had a large number of public offerings, both IPOs and follow-ons. We continue to see also an influx of investors into our markets. On the other hand, there was a lot of volatility in exchange rate in Brazil and also in interest rates due to some renewed concern regarding the management of fiscal policy in Brazil in the short term, although we believe that we still have a very positive reform agenda that under the right circumstances and considering the discussions ongoing in the government and in the parliament could lead us to some fiscal adjustment in the future. And in the middle of all that, in August, we also reached the lowest interest rate in Brazil's history, which is a very significant element in the development of the capital markets.
Marcela, picking up on that, one of the most noticeable changes in the capital markets in Brazil recently has been the influx of new investors to the equities markets. Has this been the trend in the third quarter results as well?
Hi, Leandra. Hi, everyone. Yes, you're absolutely right. So since the beginning of the year, the retail investors' base for equities grew 84%. And in September, we just surpassed the 3 million accounts mark at B3.
And has the number of these new investors also translated into higher volumes traded through B3's platforms?
Absolutely. When we compare volumes to the same quarter in 2019, there was a 68% growth in the average daily trading volumes for cash equities and a 70% increase in volumes of equity index futures contracts traded.
Now, Marcela, could you give us an overview on the other markets where B3 operates? Have volumes and bottom lines gone up as well?
Yes, Leandro, we've had a very solid quarter throughout all of our businesses. So in the OTC market, volumes of new issuances and stock of banking funding instruments grew close to 40% in the quarter, mainly due to higher CDB and DI issuances. The average inventory of corporate debt instruments grew 9%, showing us once more the increasing relevance of capital markets as a source of financing for companies here in Brazil. And also regarding fixed income instruments, Tesouro Direto had a positive performance with the number of investors growing 19% and total open interest growing 4%. Finally, I'd like to highlight what happened in the vehicles financing market, which had been strongly affected by the quarantine and the effects that it had on car sales during the pandemic. In the last quarter, we saw a pickup in volumes, especially in September, which was the strongest volume in terms of sales for the year 2020. And it was actually higher than what we observed in its 2019 comp.
Well, having looked at our operational results, Sondre, I'd like to get back to you. Could you comment on the financial results themselves? We did have quite a positive impact in expenses from the reversal of legal provisions.
Sure. So Marcela just described very strong operating performance, and that translated into 49% growth in our total revenue, because we saw growth in pretty much every single segment, with the exception of the financing infrastructure, which still reflects the lower number of vehicles financed during the quarter. Our expenses totaled 650 million reais, and they were down 4% compared to the same period of last year. And that reduction is mainly due to an agreement which we made at this quarter to end a legal dispute that we had with the former brokers of Spread Corretora. And that had an impact in our provisions, which we detail further in our earnings release. And if we look at, you know, the growth in our revenues and the sharp small decrease in our expenses, we have a net income that grew 58% quarter on quarter, reaching 1.1 billion reais.
And so they're looking at our capital structure. Last quarter, we commented on our efforts to improve it through the issuance of new debt. On the third quarter, we did go to market for new local bonds. Is that part of the same strategy? Should we expect B3 to go to the market before the end of the year again?
We're not planning any new debt transactions for this year at this point, but we are gradually working towards a capital structure which we think is adequate for our shareholders. We have a long-term target of 1.5 times debt, total debt to recurring EBITDA. And at the end of this quarter, we were at 1.2 times. We think we're going to end this year at 1.2 times. We actually revised our short-term guidance, but we think that, again, in the long term, our number should aim at 1.5 gradually. And what we did this quarter is to issue 3.6 billion reais of local debentures in Brazil in reais. And we also amortized $612 million of our global bonds that had been issued back in 2010.
Now, Marcela, going back to you, could you talk a little bit about the new products we launched this third quarter?
Sure, Leandra. So we did have some important deliveries this quarter. In the listed segment, we launched our securities lending screen, the US dollar cash and carry arbitrage structure, and the soybean futures contract. In our OTC business, I should mention the new instruments covered by our CRI and CRA calculator. I would also like to mention the launch of our financial education hub, available at edu.b3.com.br, which has new functionalities and a series of new contact and knowledge trails developed in partnerships between B3 and other market participants. This initiative is in line with our purpose to stimulate financial education and foster development of the local capital markets in a sustainable way. Also, more recently in October, we made BDRs available to individual investors here in Brazil, something that the market had been looking forward to. Certainly, the growth of BDRs volumes will be gradual, but there are good reasons to believe that in the future, they may become an important asset class in the portfolio of Brazilian investors. We continue to monitor their development in the coming months.
Well, thank you, Marcela. Sondre, one last question so we can finish it up. We're through like half of the fourth quarter of the year. Could you comment a little bit on what to expect until the end of the year?
Sure. I think we're still under some caution and instability. Although, again, the economy has been recovering and there are some relaxation of measures to contain the virus, at least here in Brazil at this point. We are optimistic that, you know, the increased demand for our products and services, both from investors in search of diversification, as well as from issuers looking for capital to finance their expansion plans or strengthen their balance sheets, will continue. And that is what we're working on. We continue to prioritize, on one hand, the safety of our employees, and most people are still working from home. And on the other hand, the maintenance of our operating availability and the excellence of our services, so that we can continue to make sure that the market is robust and functioning well, at the same time that we launch the products that Marcela was referring to. And I just wanted to perhaps wrap up, you know, mentioning B3's continued commitment to our corporate philanthropy effort. We have focused some resources, some significant resources this year, on trying to ease the effects of the pandemic on the society more broadly around us. We have made donations from B3 and from B3 Social, which is a nonprofit where B3 is a founding partner. And we have committed 50 million reais that will be donated throughout 2020. And so far we have been able to donate 30 million reais to a number of initiatives in health, in food security, in micro entrepreneurship, and also in community businesses.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Sonder. Thank you, Marcela. Thank you everyone for joining us, for being here with us. This content will be available on B3's Investor Relations website as usual. And it may sound weird, but it's mid-November and we want to say see you in 2021, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Leandra, Marcela, thank you. And thanks to the Investor Relations and also the communication teams for putting this together, and also all the other materials that are available for our investors. And hope to see you next time.